The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
And I come to continue my dissertations to your world. And today I wish to speak upon the coming changes in your world and what will manifest in the world that will bring greater light and blessings to your world. At this time, you are on the edge of great transformation. Although the world continues to feel familiar and part of those conditions that you know and live within, these things will begin to change and bring about great shifts in awareness, experience, and you will begin to reorganize your thinking, your priorities, your desires. As the energetic conditions of your world are influenced by God's blessings upon it, so this opens up various capacities and perceptions that have been, for the most part, hidden and unrecognized within humanity. A deeper and greater sensitivity will come to each individual, opening the faculties of the psychic abilities and the tender heart that is within each individual, that is a reflection of the natural love. These increased sensitivities and perceptions will open the door to many so that they may see the world as it truly is, and that they may see themselves as they truly are. The veil will be lifted, and humanity will not be able to live within its own illusions and fantasies, but must come to the truth of their own being and existence. In many respects, this will horrify those who have before this not looked, nor have they seen in any depth the deprivation that exists within the material world, a deprivation that has been created by man, and man persists upon sustaining it, believing this is and must be the way of life on the material world. This edict from man that this is reality and this is truth is in fact error and illusion. Though indeed humanity has created many conditions and situations in the world that have its correlation and responses in terms of human life. Unfortunately, this is the perversion of God's creation and brings about its consequences because of it. You all live in a darkened world, filled with much error, human condition and deceit. And the time comes and is upon us where this deceit and error is beginning to disperse and be cleansed from this world. The power of the human condition, as I have said often, threatens the very vitality of your world, because humanity has objectified the world and put the world at arm's length, that of the natural world, so that there is indeed great disharmony within all it is of God's creation, including humanity. This deceit and error cannot continue, for the world must be sustained and light must return. It must become a place where harmony exists. Although harmony is not in truth perfection, for perfection is never obtained, because the creation of God is always dynamic and changing. So therefore, perfection cannot be obtained, because perfection requires a static environment rather than one that is fluid. But in order for change and harmony to exist together, there must be an exercise of God's laws to such an extent that it makes possible the road towards harmony. God created the world so that it may evolve towards harmony and greater light. With the exception of humanity, which has free will, all that God has created is destined to exercise this law towards harmony. The choice is not given to anything within God's existence other than humanity and those beings who have a soul within them. As I have said there are many beings who inhabit many other planets. They too are subject to God's laws, but they too have the gift of free will. And some of these beautiful beings who are in the light, who have very developed souls, souls that are in harmony with God's laws of love, and continue to grow within the truth of God's love, are coming to assist humanity in this great transition. In the beginning, humanity will suffer great pangs of regret as their eyes are opened and they see for themselves the damage that they have done to the world, to each other, to themselves. This heartbreaking experience is not necessary for humanity to change. But because of the insistence on humanity to resist change and accept God's laws and laws of love, this awakening, however harsh it may be, is necessary. Humanity has chosen this. As humanity has chosen time and time again to put its will, its insistence on creating the human reality, overlaying God's reality. So the suffering continues. So the world continues to be degraded every moment, every breath. And though there are some attempts to rectify these wrongdoings, it is feeble in respect to what is needed, and what is needed quickly. For this pace of degradation continues to increase and cause much suffering, depleting the earth of those resources and conditions of light that sustain the earth. Your earth is slowly dying, and to some this is evident. But indeed, the machinery and workings of the human condition and creation continue to forge ahead, believing that it must sustain what humanity has created. There is great fear that lives in the hearts of many. There is little desire to change in such a way that all is recalibrated and awakened to something new. Thus God must insist on bringing those responses and blessings to the world that will ensure the change will take place. There is little humanity can do to resist this coming awakening. As we have said many times, it is important for those who understand the power of prayer, understand the power of God's love to awaken the individual, to be consistent and persistent in their prayer life, to ask God to prepare them for this awakening, to infuse within them that which is needed within the soul to awaken. That God may give them the conscious understanding of what is taking place and what will take place in this. Those individuals who are willing and open to these blessings will be empowered and able to assist God in transforming the world into something of greater light and harmony, to set the evolution of your world on the course that is meant to be, that it is destined to be. Many aspects of the material world will remain even as it is transformed. But much of what humanity has created will not remain. And that which does will be repurposed and brought into greater harmony with the laws of creation. And humanity will receive great assistance from many sources for this to be realized. We will be very present upon the world as it undergoes its transformation. There will be many bright spirits who also will assist and bring blessings to many. Upholding and uplifting humanity will be our great effort at this time. And much will manifest, much guidance will be given, many will be inspired. And God has seated upon the world many souls who are being prepared for this, who are gifted in particular ways, unique ways, to help humanity understand and act in accordance to this new way of being. And our friends from other planets within the galaxy will also assist and be with us in this. There is indeed a great plan, a plan that God has instilled within us and has given us great insight into His will and desire to have the world healed. And we will implement this plan, as will you. upon your path being guided and inspired and uplifted. Many things are about to change, beloved friends. We have told you of this for a number of years. We have implored you to prepare within your soul in prayer, desire to live life in the highest way that you can, a life that is in harmony with God's laws, a life that is awakened by God's love, a life that expresses light and love. And so we continue to try to inform and inspire those who will listen, those who in their heart believe that new things, new expressions, new ways of being will manifest upon your earth. Please continue to pray. Please continue to walk in truth and to open yourselves up to greater truth and greater understanding by awakening your soul through the blessings of God's essence. In this way, your eyes will certainly open. You will see with new faculties. You will comprehend things that in your previous time on earth you would not accept or comprehend. Beloved souls, this is the time of awakening, the time of opening your hearts, your souls to love, the time, a time to see the world differently, to understand that the material desires of man are not the focus of an earthly life. Indeed, God gave you a body and desires and needs for material upliftment and comfort. But without the foundation of the spiritual within humanity, all that humanity does is contrary to God's laws. There is a great reconciliation coming between God and man. And in this, humanity will understand and comprehend what is needed in order to willingly comply with God's laws. In complying with God's laws, harmony comes. Life is no longer a life of pain and struggle, but one of joy and acknowledgement of the great beauty and wonderment of life. God's great mercy is being expressed to humanity. God forgives all. God's only wish is that all will know that they are loved, deeply and truly loved. And that in that love comes what is required to be in harmony with God's laws, in harmony with one another, in harmony with the world. For when love is expressed, how can one contradict God's laws? In this harmony, humanity reflexively will turn towards that which is in harmony with the laws of creation. A new consciousness is being born within humanity. No matter what path they follow, no matter what ideas they have, no matter what inclinations are within them, there will be a turning point and great change that will happen within every individual. They will come to understand the power of choice and will come to use that gift of free will to make the choices that will bring greater light. And those who understand but do not choose will not be able to continue existence upon this world. There will be a great incompatibility between those who continue to walk in the world in the old ways, in those conditions of darkness, they will have to reconcile themselves to light. And some are adverse to this. Some will not see the advantage of it. And so they will not find a place in this new world. And will have to move on to the world of spirit, where they are given the opportunities to grow and change, transform from darkness to light at the pace and in the conditions that will allow them to do so, depending upon their free will and choice. This is not harsh, beloved souls. This is a blessing for those who cannot and will not acquiesce to these new ways of light. You are needed, beloved souls, to show the way. To show the way to everyone. For every soul will come to that place of deep concern, of awakening to some degree, of acknowledging the wrongdoing, and the disharmony that has ensued from the actions of man. In these times, you will speak up and declare yourselves as children of God. And in this, you will come to teach your brothers and sisters, not in anger and harshness and judgment, but in love and generosity, kindness, and truth. This is why we ask you to release all conditions of judgment, to purge yourselves of these dark thoughts, fears, for you must be pure, beloved souls, pure in your desire to serve, pure in your compassion for humanity, pure in your expression of love. If you do so with great light, great longing to serve, great desire to be in harmony with God's will, many doors will open and opportunities given to walk in the world as a light, to be that beacon of light that is truly a message from God to come close, to be embraced by God's great love for you, each one. You will come to see in the days that unfold this continued awakening and transformation of the world. And you will walk in pace with this and know within your heart that you are upon the road that God has destined for you. Much will come into your lives that will be surprising and unprecedented. Your gifts will open and flourish. A new life will be realized, and you'll express this life with great joy and wisdom and love. Remember that you are God's children, that we are all God's children, and as such we are family, a family that reaches out one to another to support each member in their lives, in their struggles, in their daily challenges, that love ensures that each of God's children will serve their brothers and sisters. It is the expression of service and love, joy and light. The truth will be manifest upon the earth. Each of you is given great opportunities at this time to grow in God's love, each of you who are truly in alignment with the truth of God's love. Our assigned angels, bright spirits who uplift you, protect you, and guide you along the road. This is a manifestation of God's great love for each of you. And it can be for every soul who desires to walk towards greater light and towards the truth of love. May you be those bright shining examples in the world. May you come to know God more intimately, so that you may communicate, that you may receive his blessings more readily, that you may act in alignment with God's will. These things all come with prayer, the deep desire of the soul to reach God. Acknowledge this desire, beloved souls. Acknowledge who you are, a beautiful creation of God, imbued with a soul, something that is a reflection of God, something that is truly a part of God, in reflection of who and what God is. And in this reflection, one must bring it to life. Not just an image, but to become the substance, so that those aspects of God which are meant to be within humanity will be realized, awakened, and will grow for all eternity. To have individuals on earth who are a reflection of this truth and truly live by this truth. They will be a great blessing to many. God needs his instruments upon the world, especially at this time. May you come to realize the true potentials of your soul, so that you may serve God as a clear and robust channel of his love and light. May the image become substance. May the truth be born within you. May the true transformation come to you. And may you be his instruments upon the world. I thank you for listening to my dissertation. I will come again to speak of things, of a new world, the birthing of the soul in love, the need for greater light and truth. May God bless you. I am your brother and friend, Jesus, and I come once again to speak, to share my words of wisdom and truth to humanity. God bless you, beloved souls. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.